Well, there's one thing that Michigan tops the world in, and that's fresh water. We're surrounded by it. The Great Lakes are there, and plenty of lakes inside the state, and you only have to dig a little ways down the ground to get to water. I know the basement of the rectory, and I'm sure many of your basements are dry because you have sump pumps, right? I know the rectory basement would be flooded if it wasn't for that sump pump. We got a lot of fresh water. So today's gospel, first reading from Jeremiah, first reading of Jeremiah, he's using an example that his audience would have clearly understood, but they lived in like a land totally opposite of Michigan, where water was scarce and water was precious, and it didn't rain much. He says, those who trust and hope in the Lord are like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches roots to the stream. But those who do not trust in the Lord, but turn away from the Lord, are like a barren bush in the desert, in the salt and empty waste. Well, to give you an idea of what Jeremiah is talking about here, we have a map up there. That is the Nile River, and that's Egypt. I've actually sailed that. You'll notice all the desert, all that yellow is desert. The green strip going all the way up, that's the Nile River and all the greenery that lives within the water, where the water line is from side to side. So how far without water seeps into the ground, that's where all the greenery is. And then you get up in the delta where the water spreads out and everything is green. But that is quite remarkable because, and I visited that, I literally took a, here would be the trees and the greenery. You take a three steps out this way and you're desert, nothing. Green, nothing. There's the water line. That's how far the water seeps in. That's what he's talking about. And so looking, now that we understand how the perspective, they see this, then they would say, well, the river, you know, gives life. So the river is the grace of God. And if you are within the grace of God and receiving the grace of God, you're like that tree planted within the water line on the river. You're growing and you're fine. But if you turned away from God, you reject God, you put your faith in other things of this world, you're like the plant planted outside in the desert. Good luck. You know, the average rainfall, by the way, in Egypt in any given year is roughly 3 inches. So you're going to have to, it's going to be tough to based on the rainwater. No, that is a beautiful imagery now. And so we must endeavor in our lives to live in accordance with the love of God and the grace of God that pours into our life. You know, I'm going to give a second example that I gave at De La Salle this past Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. because the bowling team was there. And after explaining this, I said, you know, you can look at this another way too. It's like bowling. You keep in the main lane, you have a great shot at hitting a pin, especially on your first toss. But if you step out of the lane and get into the gutter, you get nothing. There's another way to look at it. You know, don't spend your life throwing gutter balls. You'll never get anywhere with it. Spiritual gutter balls mean you're investing and you're having faith in things of this world that will not deliver. But keep it in the main lane. It's not that you're going to get a strike every time. It's not that you pick up every spare. But as long as you're in the main lane, you're still in line to get the pins. So that is this with our faith. Keep centered. Keep the grace flowing in your life. Keep going toward the kingdom of God.